B&E with you. Busy, busy Friday. A lot going on. Texas football conversations continue with discussions swirling about Tom Herman and how important this game is for him tomorrow, safe to say. Been talking about that this morning. Also, just saw that Steve Nash is the new head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, and he has named Mike D'Antoni to be an assistant coach for him. How about that?
Good for him.
Yeah. Finally, he's going to become an assistant coach with the Nets under Steve Nash, which, you know, when Steve Nash was hired, the question was, this guy's never been a coach. He doesn't have any experience. Well, now you bring in a very experienced coach in Mike D'Antoni, who that offense, he likes to...
It's a good move.
Yeah, and he, of course, coached Steve Nash when Steve was in Phoenix with the Suns. So, nice work. Nice work right there.
Smart move.
Well, you got to deal with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant and get the most out of that roster. But that news has come down this morning. Rockets have hired Steve Silas to be their new head coach to replace Mike D'Antoni down in Houston. And what do you think of your 76ers picking up Daryl Morey?
I'm okay with that.
Daryl Morey. He says he's going to keep Elton Brand to be the general manager. He's going to be the president. And then Glenn Rivers will coach the team.
Could be a good that could work out pretty well right there. I like it.
Isaiah Collier is our NBA expert, our producer TMZ. By the way, did you remember when Khloe Kardashian looked like O.J. Simpson? You remember that?
I'm not sure.
She didn't look like that,
record.
Right? She didn't look like that for sure.
Yeah, she doesn't look like that. That's all I gotta say.
I just remember seeing at the supermarket side by side photo of O.J. and Khloe back in the day. Remember that? Like on the National Enquirer
or whatever. Star? The Star?
Well, just
I read the Star.
Side by side. And it was like, you know, is this O.J.'s love child or whatever? I just remember they used to vacation together? And
yeah. Yeah, I pick up the Star. I mean, I actually pick it up.
I didn't pick it up to read it. I just saw the cover.
Yeah, I pick it up, open it up right
just
there.
Just saying,
in
she
line.
Doesn't look like that anymore. But do you like, what do you think of these moves in the NBA? Mike D'Antoni to help Steve Nash in Brooklyn. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like that move. It's basically a Phoenix Suns reunion because they have Amari Stoudemire also as an assistant coach. So,
really?
Yeah, yeah, there you go there.
So how's KD and the other dude going to run the team with all these
They don't need
helpers?
A coach. Remember?
They don't need a coach. They're going to coach themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of personalities there.
Let's there's a lot in there?
Yeah.
It's an interesting soup they're making. Yes. What about the soup and fill the 76ers?
I'm curious about that one just because I know how Daryl Morey rolls and Ben Simmons is the complete opposite of his philosophy. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to what, you know, happens there. I've heard rumors about trading away Ben Simmons to get James Harden. I've heard rumors about trading away Joel Embiid. But, yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. And meanwhile, the Rockets have hired Steve Silas. So some NBA news out there for sure. Also, Clemson's quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, testing positive for COVID. We wish a speedy recovery for Trevor, but he will not play tomorrow against your Boston College Eagles, Buck. He will be out, and the question is likely to be back for the Notre Dame game, but the 10-day window, he won't get to practice next week at all. Does that impact that at all for you, that he won't get any, you know, he can go throw the football around in his backyard? Or,
yeah, he understands what he, I think he knows the plays and what they're attempting to do.
But they
and
will,
that'll be before a big game. And I as well as Notre Dame has now picked up the pace a little bit, I don't think they still have enough to hang in there with Clemson.
I don't know if anybody does, but it'll be interesting. That game is in South Bend, and if you know, Notre Dame needs every advantage they can find in that game.
And for some reason, they get a lot of fans in that place. I don't know how they do it in that student section, but that thing is packed.
They're all kissing on each other.
I know. There's
like
no
the
masking.
The wedding trailing went to in there.
In Mexico. I mean, like, leave the country, why don't you?
During
the pandemic, that means you get. Doesn't it? Now, did you drive up? Did they go by Greyhound? Can you go Greyhounding, or did they have to get on a plane and go through some lines and get touched by people?
They got on a plane. A lot of people travel on airplanes all the time and don't get the Rona.
Really?
Yeah. You wear a mask and you do a distance and you sit.
He's feeling good. Should see him Monday, maybe.
No. 10 days. He's out 10 days. That's the rule of the radio station.
That's the rule. Hey. That's a rule.
Now, I can get him some equipment. And he can do his part of the radio show from his house.
Oh, no,
with
no,
his
no.
Kids.
If he can't come up in here, he ain't. He's,
why not?
Because he's going Chad Hastings. He's on sabbatical.
If he's feeling better, like our man Bob Cole down the hall at Coke FM did the show from his house in the morning when he was down with COVID.
I don't think Shave rolls that way.
Oh, yeah, he will.
No, I don't think
come
so.
Come on, man.
No, because he's going to come down with a headache or something today, and temperature's going to go up.
We'll make that
temperatures
happen.
Temperatures are rising or whatever.
We will make that happen. But, yeah, Trevor Lawrence, that'll be interesting to follow. They'll play tomorrow without him against your alma mater, Boston College. You don't think that's much of a big deal.
Oh, I like the points because Boston College has been playing them pretty tough over the last 3 years. So that's a lot of points. 27 points, 28 points.
It was 31. It's come down to about just under four touchdowns. But, yeah, I mean,
that's a lot.
You know, how do I pronounce this guy's name? This backup quarterback's this kid from California who was also a five-star quarterback. It's not like they're going turning it over to some walk-on. You know, they're bringing in one of the top quarterbacks in the nation, DJ Uiagalelei. Is that how you say it? Uiagalelei?
Galuli? You mean the guy who hammers your knees? Galula?
Yeah,
Galula.
Yeah, he's a big kid out of St. John Bosco High School.
Ooh, St. John Bosco, great program.
Yeah, man. And I mean, look, he was one of the highest recruited players in the country from Bellflower, California. So it's not like they're going to have a scrub. You know, it'll be his first start, but you know, he's a hot shot himself. He's the heir apparent to Trevor Lawrence when Trevor does
darn,
depart.
Yeah.
But this says breaking news.
Huh?
Desmond Howard has the Rona. Desmond Howard.
What does that mean for game day?
He won't be there, or he'll be on Skype.
What about the rest of them? They've been hanging out. Don't they have meetings together?
Okay.
Well, don't you think?
Okay, I'm going to try this. DJ, now I'm looking at this, and it's giving me the pronunciation of how to say this quarterback. Ui Ungalea.
Probably want to leave that one alone.
Ungalele. Ungalule.
Just keep on digging. Bing bang, bada bada bing bang.
Jing jang, bada bada bing. No, I'm reading the pronunciation guide. OO-EE Ungalule.
Craig, while you're listening, give us, please, the right pronunciation.
Just call him DJ.
Yeah, there you go.
You thought Tagovailoa was tough.
And he's starting this week.
He's of Samoan descent.
The Rams are going to hammer him first time out.
You think so?
Yeah, they're going to get after him. His first time, yeah, they'll put a lot of pressure on him. He'll throw a couple up for grabs. But he's got to play.
Well, and as Lee Sterling said with us last hour, he's shined in practice and looked really good. And this was a surprise to Ryan Fitzpatrick. And a lot of people, they had won three straight or two straight. They were 3-3 or are 3-3 coming off the bye. But you kind of get the sense, and you and I talked about this, that the plan in the building with the Dolphins was to get to the bye week. Because remember, the health concerns were a big issue with Tua when he was drafted, right? The hip.
For sure.
Was fully healed from his injury at Alabama. And, you know, this gives them, it's a full year now since he's been injured in that game against Mississippi State last year with the Crimson Tide. So he's fully healthy, fully medically cleared. He's been practicing, and that was one of the issues leading into camp. He's gotten a chance to sit and watch and learn from Ryan Fitzpatrick, get the full bye week. Because the other thing that happens during the bye week, Buck, is he got to take first-team reps, which, you know, in the first six games, Ryan Fitzpatrick was taking all the first-team reps as the first-team quarterback. Well, that's given them two weeks to give him the first-team reps, and he'll take over. But, yes, he does come in against a defense that's feeling pretty salty about itself.
Yes.
With Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and that crew.
Oh, yeah, they'll be thinking about it. They'll be setting him up for
some. They're rushing the passer like crazy. Hey, look, Jeff Howe is on the line. Jeff Howe from Horns 24/7. He's going to help me with this Clemson quarterback's pronunciation of his name. Jeff, can you help a brother out, man?
Yeah, man.
Ui Ungalele.
There you go. I was close. Not really. Oh, so we tried again, Jeff. Ui Ungalele.
Ui Ungalele. I'm not useful for a lot of things around this place, but that one thing I can help you guys with.
Ui Ungalele.
Ui Ungalele.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll hear you coming up on Light the Tower. A lot to talk
Thank
about.
You,
I know that, my friend.
No problem, guys.
All right, there's Jeff out. Ui Ungalele. Ungalele.
There you go.
Ui Ungalele. He will start. DJ Ui Ungalele. I got it now. I got it. All you got to do is once you get it, it rolls off the tongue.
Easily.
Ui Ungalele.
You got it.
How often will that get butchered across
the weekend? All weekend
landscape?
Long? Yes.
I mean, I just butchered it for 5 minutes. Ui, I'm just sitting here trying to read it from the pronunciation guide at the Clemson website. Ui Ungalele. But Jeff knows him because he was a big time recruit. Like, big time. Like, five star out of California. And surprised a lot of people that he went all the way across the country to Clemson. Like, he was, everybody on the West Coast was after him.
Staying out that way, USC,
yeah.
UCLA.
Yeah. But he's at Clemson.
Those teams start playing next week, by the way.
You know, that guy. Really?
they're joining the party. Speaking of big games, this Ohio State-Penn State game is big for is big for both of them, by the way. Both of those teams.
What are you hearing from Huffy or Hoofy and all your guys back in Pennsylvania? Do you think Penn State pulls the upset on this deal?
No.
Buckeyes? Because they got shocked.
Penn State's got their third tailback.
Here's what I'll say about Indiana, Penn State. Penn State dominated the game. Penn State outgained them by 250 or 300 yards. They just didn't execute, and it was their first game, right? So they made some mistakes, but it wasn't right. Like Indiana went toe-to-toe with them. Indiana held on for dear life, and Penn State made some mistakes, and then when it mattered, you know, Penn State didn't execute late, could have run the clock out and didn't, and Indiana took advantage of it. Then in overtime, their coach Tom Allen went for two to get the victory and fight to win the game, you know, as Herm Edwards said on this day 18 years ago, you play to win the game. But does that lead you to think that Penn State, I mean, it wasn't like they dominated Indiana. They just lost the football game.
Right.
So is that number too big, 12, 13? Too many points?
At home, you know, they're going to have, 3,000 whiteouts there.
Well, that's normally one of the great home fields and one of the great scenes in all of college football when Penn State does the whiteout. And you know they would have for the Ohio State game, but there won't be any fans. I heard Urban Meyer say this earlier this week, that he said that was worth 7 points. He said, I played
at home, yes.
Well, because Urban Meyer coached a lot of places, including Florida and Ohio State, and he said the two places that he actually felt the most, that gave the most home field advantage that he ever coached in, were at Penn State in a whiteout situation and at LSU when he was at Florida. Going to LSU in a night game at LSU were the two games, but this one, Penn State at night, but it will not be.
Yeah, it's different, man. I've been in a whiteout there. That's a scary erector set in the middle of nowhere.
It's awesome.
That's all
too.
It is. It looks like a big erector set. There's nothing beautiful about that stadium. It's just all metal. But that thing, when that thing rises out of the parking lot there,
yep,
pretty scary.
Yeah, that's what Urban said. Those are the toughest two places he coached in. Hey, let's get to the Vaqueros Hotline, Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina. You know, one of our great colleagues here at the Horn, you hear him usually on Saturdays at noon with TC Speaks and his Real Talk. But it won't be on tomorrow because of Texas football. But you've got a big event this weekend. Tyler Campbell is with us. TC, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. How are you guys doing, B&E? How are you guys holding up?
We're doing just fine, Tyler, and yourself. Family is good, huh?
Hey, family is well. We're safe. Everybody's doing good. So, man, no complaints on my end, fellas. I just love listening in, and shout out to my man, Zay Collier. We used to kick it on Saturdays. I can't wait to see him again.
Yeah, TM Zay, we call him. Now, Tyler, I got to thank you for the mask. You gave me a mask with your dad, Earl Campbell, back in his Earl Oiler days. I get more comments on that mask when I wear it out. People love that mask, man, with your dad wearing that Love You Blue.
Hey, it's all about the mask game now, fellas. I mean, how cool of mask can you have?
I know. I
mean, we weren't talking about masks, you know, a year or so ago. But now you got to have plenty in your arsenal. So I'm glad you got one in your arsenal, buddy.
Oh man, people love that thing. I love that thing. Loved watching your dad. Hey, listen, TC, you got people to be watching you this weekend. Tell us what you're doing. You're doing an Austin version of Dancing with the Stars. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. And actually, brother, there's a little bit of change in it. Everything's virtual now. So we're going to be doing the filming this week, and they're actually going to hold back. It's not going to air until December. But this thing has been going on in Austin for about 14-plus years. And if you're somebody who's very philanthropic within the community, have a heart to serve within the community, you get nominated to be a part of it. Now, B and E, like, man, I'm one of those brothers, you know, just because the skin is there don't mean I got rhythm. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put that out there right now. So it shocked me that I was going to be a part of Dancing with the Stars, but I'm having a blast. All the benefits go towards the Center for Child Protection here in Austin. So it's for a great cause, and y'all know how passionate I am about this community. And our youth within the community.
Yeah, and I know you have to go work at doing that dancing stuff. You have to, you work, you practice for that, because I know you don't want to go out there and get embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Now, for me, Tyler, I have all the soul. I mean, I was one of the original soul trained dancers, you know, back in the day. I was one of the top guys at the line in the Soul Train dance. Yes,
that was Buck right. with his platform shoes
and my. That's right, my fro. I was there.
It was there, man.
Oh man! I can hear Don Cornelius talking to you now.
Thank you.
Hey, Tyler, now listen, who's your dance partner, and how does this work, and how can people be a part of it, watch you? As you said, because of COVID, it's normally something there would be a big gala and the event would happen, but without the gatherings, you're going to do it virtually. But how is this going? How's your dance partner? How often do you have it to practice?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been going through this thing. I've been practicing now for a few months here. And so this has been a part of my life since, I want to say, back starting in August. And it blows my mind because we see Dancing with the Stars. Guys, you don't know how hard dancing really and truly is, not only rhythmically, but it's hard on your body, too. It's not easy in learning these different routines. So it has been a constant work. And well, what we're going to do is we're going to film next week. It's going to air starting December the 5th. And we're getting our tickets out there in about now. So if you guys can keep up with us on social media, you Google anything Dancing with the Stars Austin. I know on my social media at TC Speaks 32 on all platforms, I'm posting stuff each and every day about it. And you've got time to get your tickets. I think the tickets are, you get pay $150 and you get a link to be able to watch Dancing with the Stars virtually. And there's also different packages. Some of them come with food. They'll deliver food to your house. It's a great thing and a great cause. And I know Christina with the Horn will be posting stuff on you guys' social media. So just keep up. I just want to get the word out now. No holidays are approaching. Allow people to put their money aside to help the kids at the Center for Child Protection.
Tyler, we appreciate you doing that, and I'm sure you're getting your – I mean, you're always in good shape, but I think you're probably getting in better shape doing this dancing thing. And how many different dances do you have to do for the competition?
So for this one, a little bit different than the normal. So you only get one shot, that one routine.
Wow.
My dance instructor, Sarah, she's phenomenal. She's been great, guys. And it's like anything else, like in football, guys. You know, I vibe with it because you get out of it what you put into it.
There you go.
And so as much dancing as you do in person, it's imperative that you put the practice in when you're not in dance practice. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why I vibe with it. I think that's why I respect it so much. And for me, I'm trying to represent the multiple sclerosis world, you know?
Yeah.
For me, it means a lot. I have a right leg that sometimes drags. But I'm out to prove that, you know, just because you have MS don't mean you can't cut it up on the dance floor.
There
and I'm going to make it happen. So I'm excited, fellas.
We're excited for you, Tyler. Thanks for doing that. And best of luck. And we'll get the word out. Dancing with the Stars, Austin 2020. As you said, all the social media, googled it and found it real quick. You can see all the dancers and how it all works. And it's a really, really good cause, the Center for Child Protection. And good on you, TC, for doing it. And with MS, out there dancing and doing your thing. And we appreciate you. We'll get you back on the air with TC Speaks and the show at noon on Saturdays, just as soon as the Longhorns schedule allows that. But enjoy you. Appreciate you. And thanks for jumping on.
Thanks, TC.
Hey, love you guys. Y'all have a great one. Keep doing what you're doing.
You know what? That is awesome.
And that's hard.
It really is. I should teach him the Valero. You know what I mean?
Help him with that. Gas station?
Is that what it is? The Valero?
Bolero?
Oh, the Bolero. Not the
Valero. Isn't that a movie with Bo Derek back in the day?
Yes.
That I wasn't allowed to watch?
You weren't allowed to watch that. Were you? You're too young.
Dude,
I could.
A kid.
Oh, man. The beads in her hair.
Well, because remember, that was like right after 10 came out. Remember 10, that movie?
Do I have that Playboy still packed away somewhere? I don't think I do. No.
Yeah, Bolero is the dance, right?
Yes. Not the Bolero. Not the Bolero open, no. Okay.
It's also a one-movement orchestral piece that's, I don't know, we'll find it.
Yeah.
You should teach him how to do the dance. But no, TC's learning. That's pretty cool.
That's cool. He's right.
Yeah,
good job by him.
Yeah, maybe we'll get you in that next year.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, man.
You know he said how his right leg drags. Both of mine drag. Not just the right one. So does the left one.
That's too much. All right, we come back. It'll be our picks, official picks for the week. We do it every Friday. It's Supreme Lending Picks for Charity. We got five big games. Bucks going to pick the winner. We've been on a hot streak, by the way.
We
are on fire. That is absolutely right. We'll come back with that. Also, more on this Texas game tomorrow at Oklahoma State. The stakes and what it means for Tom Herman and company. It's B&E on the Horn. Mike Myers, Halloween. Did you see the new one they made in 2018? Wasn't that the reboot?
Yeah, that's when Jamie Lee was a mama.
Yes. Grandma.
Which, oh, I'm sorry. She wasn't a mom.
The original.
Why do I keep saying that? About, yes. Okay, yeah. Your friends are now grandmas, okay? They're not moms. They're grandmas.
Yeah, like you are. You're a grandpa.
Yeah, I'm a grandpa.
You're a grandpa five times over now. Five or six?
Six times, and I can't wait to get them close to me for things like Halloween where I can scare the living hell out of them.
I haven't told the smoke bomb story.
Oh, that was awful. That was awful. Next door neighbor's kid came to my house and threw a smoke bomb.
This is when you lived in Circle C.
Yeah. It was my next door neighbor's kid came, knocked on the door, you know, little trick-or-treaters, and threw a smoke bomb into my house on the wood floor. And that thing starts smoking. And, you know, of course, you can't stomp on a smoke. You put that, try to do that, the more it starts smoking. And all night long, I was trying to figure out who it was. And so
Oh, he was dressed up? You couldn't recognize him?
No, I just took off. And so for the rest of the night, I had my kids go out and find out who the hell that was. And it was my next door neighbor's kid. And so at about 2 o'clock in the morning, I know, I'm terrible. I got dressed up, got up in the middle of the night, put camouflage on, dude, eye black and stuff like that, put my camo like hunting gear on, and crawled between the bushes to the next door and took 2 dozen eggs and egged that dude's dad's car.
I still love that.
And I egged it, and I put it in all kinds of places and made sure. And so at about 11 o'clock the next morning, there was that kid scraping off all the stuff on his dad's car because the old man knew that that kid had done something to get his dad's car egged. And so they never knew who did it.
Until you admitted it on the radio.
I don't know. Those people don't live there anymore, and neither do I. So I egged that dude's dad's car. I mean, it was like a Suburban. I got it everywhere. I didn't miss a spot.
That's funny.
Bad little kid.
You could have just knocked on the door and said, hey, listen. Control your kid.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to get the kid in trouble.
No, yeah. All right. So Halloween is tomorrow.
Off.
As we've said, the first full moon on Halloween since the 40s. It's been this long since the moon will be an absolute full moon for Halloween tomorrow night. Plus, you fall back next.
Tomorrow night, right? Weekend. Like 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Saturday night into Sunday. You go, you can do it.
Anytime you want.
Back. Fall back
doesn't
1 hour.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
You get that extra hour of sleep, but then, yeah, you're...
Me?
It gets dark.
Sleep? Did you say me?
Well, you don't get to sleep anyhow.
That's true. Kidding me?
Still don't know. I don't understand your aversion to sleeping in the guest bed if you're having a hard time sleeping because you think it's in your bed. It's your house, too, my friend.
I know, but you don't get to... No guy gets to go in the guest room. You're not the guest. You live at the house, and if you can't sleep in the main bed, you don't go and mess up the covers in the guest bed.
They call the pillows off and all that fun stuff.
5,000 pillows are probably there.
Those aren't pillows. Okay, so we've got a lot going on. Texas football, we'll talk more about that coming up. But right now it's time to make picks. That means John McClellan and our great friends at Supreme Lending, along with Chris Waters International Realty, and of course Coke FM. We're making picks all year long. It's another year with money on the line for a great charity and all our great charities. John McClellan is with us. John, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Doing fantastic, John, and yourself?
Doing fantastic. Almost a full moon, right?
Yeah, tomorrow.
You have big
All
Halloween.
All Hallows Eve.
All mm-hmm. Hallows Eve. Got any big plans, John?
No, actually I don't.
that's a good thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, are kids trick-or-treating? Are they getting candy? Are they not getting candy? What do you do?
We don't know. It's the weirdest deal. I don't know. Are they going to be coming to your house, knocking on the door, social distancing, standing in a big long line at the house? I don't know what they're going to do.
It's going to be, I mean, it's like the problem I've been having lately is when you meet new people, is it rude to shake somebody's hand or rude not to shake their hand?
I know, yeah. I was dealing with that yesterday at a golf tournament. Like, okay, are we fist bumping? Are we doing the handshake?
Yeah.
How are we doing this today?
Awkward, isn't it?
It is, but yeah, it was a little windy too. That was rough yesterday. All right, John, so for the picks this week, we have 2 in college, 3 in the pros. We go alternate pick, so we don't make the same picks. We're going to let you pick the first one, LSU at Auburn. Tomorrow, Auburn's been very fortunate a couple of weeks. They've had really nice officiating calls for them in a game against Arkansas and the game against Ole Miss. LSU, after a slow start starting to come on, that game is at Auburn. Who do you like, John?
I think Auburn's fortune is going to run dry.
Ooh.
And I'll go with LSU.
Buck?
I think we'll take the home team.
Auburn?
Yeah, we'll take the home team.
Bo Nixon company?
Yeah, he hasn't played very well, but we'll take them just because they're home.
All right, Buck, you make the pick here with Ohio State at Penn State. It would be a whiteout, but no whiteout. Penn State coming off a disappointing opener and lost Indiana. Buckeyes crushed Nebraska. Who do we like?
Yeah, well, they're down to their third running back at Penn State, so we'll go ahead and take Ohio State there, John.
On the road. John, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer. I think Ohio State all the way.
Okay. And typically a close game. James Franklin's had his chances to beat the Buckeyes.
And he's lost his chances.
He's kind of let him get away a couple of times here of late. I think that claim will be closer than the 12-point line that it is, but I do think the Buckeyes will win. All right, NFL. This is an interesting game. Cleveland Browns, Baker Mayfield, your reigning offensive player of the week in the AFC after a 5-touchdown performance against the Bengals. They will host John Gruden and the Las Vegas Raiders in Cleveland. John, who do you like in that game?
Man, you know, it's funny picking Cleveland to win, right? But I'm gonna this year, I guess it's a new year, so we're going to take Cleveland.
Okay, Bucky, Baker, touchdown maker.
Where are we at? Are we in Vegas?
We're in Cleveland.
Well, we're going to take Cleveland. Yeah. Baker, money maker.
I remember Odell Beckham Jr. out for the year.
Yeah, we got to take
And the
Cleveland.
Debate in on the banks of Lake Erie have been, are they a better team without Odell Beckham Jr.? Because when Odell got hurt against the Bengals, that's when Baker got hot.
They may be better off.
Started spreading the ball around and getting other players involved through those 5 touchdowns, but they were playing Cincinnati. So both on Cleveland. All right, game of the week really for college or pro football is 3:25 on Sunday afternoon. The undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers in Baltimore to face the Ravens, who are 5-1, coming off their bye week. Buck, who do we like here?
We like the Ravens.
Baltimore
at home.
Ravens.
Yes.
John?
Yeah, I'm going with Pittsburgh. I agree. Ravens, power-wise, on defense are good, but I still think Pittsburgh's going to pull this one out.
All right, and a fun game. Every game, it seems like, in the AFC West is fun. Last week we had Arizona and Seattle. This week it is San Francisco and Seattle. San Francisco's trying to find a running back at this point. Jeff Wilson got hurt last week after he had a huge game against the Patriots. Seattle coming off that loss to the Arizona Cardinals. John, who do you like?
I like Seattle.
No, you like Seattle, Buck? Who do we like?
We like San Francisco and double kick rear ends for Seattle.
Ooh.
Now. San Francisco playing.
I want to give you guys some kudos. Y'all won last week, so, and you're in the lead now in the pick'em contest, and it's been a while, I know. How does it feel?
It feels good, John. We're supposed to do that. We're sports guys. Aren't we supposed to win these games?
Yeah, well, you haven't felt this for a long time in the pick'em contest.
That's true.
You had to, you know, re-get to know that feeling.
Yes, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, John. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your Halloween, and we'll talk next week.
All right, hook 'em.
Hook 'em. Yeah, hook 'em.
I do feel good about San Francisco. I
just don't know about the running game. I mean, the running backs. I mean, I don't think that Tevin Coleman's going to be able to come back. He's on the IR. He's eligible to come back this week, but they don't think he's going to come off.
How's their defense going to be? That's going to be the deal. And will they be able to handle what Russell Wilson has to offer them? That's the one part. Because I think offensively they'll be okay. As I said, one thing Shanahan has is a bunch of fast, big dudes.
Yeah, they're physical.
Yes.
I mean, they punch New England right in the face.
Right.
On both sides. And now, whatever you think of New England and Cam Newton, they don't have a quarterback, but to see them go through Belichick's defense like they did last week was really impressive. And remember, we saw the Rams on Monday night beat the Bears and look great. Well, the week before they beat New England, the 49ers beat the Rams and pushed them around. So they've really gotten physical. They've gotten through something. The injuries are still there, but they're improving for Kyle Shanahan. Jimmy Garoppolo is back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just who they can hand the ball to. You know, Raheem Mostert's hurt. Jeff Wilson's hurt. Tevin Coleman's hurt. I guess it's Jerick McKinnon, I guess. I mean, or they'll find some dude you never heard of, and he'll rush for 100 yards. They still have George Kittle.
Shanahan's finding ways to get that run game going somehow, some way. But I think the physicality of San Fran is going to still wear down a Seattle team that's not playing well on defense still.
Yeah, and they're coming off an overtime game, night game in Seattle, in Arizona, where they chased Kyler Murray all over the field.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, and that's what we said going into that game when the Seahawks were 5-0. That defense will get you beat, and their defense is not good. Now, they traded for Carlos Dunlap from the Bengals to bring some pass rush. That'll help a little bit. They're going to get Jamal Adams back at some point in Seattle, but not yet.
Yeah, when they get him back, that's when things may change for them.
But not yet. Not because he's their best player on defense when healthy, but he's not ready. So, yeah, I like what the 49ers are doing, and they're just they're so hard to prepare for because that run game is so physical but so creative in what they do because they've got the – Gosh, George Kittle is such a great block. I mean, he's like having another tackle when he's out there blocking, lead blocking. The fullback is phenomenal. So really like that game. The Baltimore game, look, I'm with Lee Sterling on this, and I was thinking it before he even said it, but Pittsburgh coming off back-to-back really tough games where, well, the Cleveland game wasn't very tough. That was over by halftime when they smacked Cleveland around. Then they went to Tennessee, and that game was really intriguing. They built a 27-7 lead and then held on. Ben Roethlisberger was brilliant in the first half, then threw three second-half interceptions. Tennessee got back in the game. And as a matter of fact, Steven Gostkowski missed a field goal in the fourth quarter, late in the game, that would have tied the game at 27. We could have been headed to overtime. Instead, he missed that field goal, and the Steelers win and stay undefeated. Baltimore off a bye week to prepare for a division rival at home. Can't wait to see that game, but I kind of like Baltimore
there. I'll tell you what happens. Pittsburgh really pushes up the field on the outside, and Lamar Jackson sliding underneath that and taking off is...
That front seven against Lamar Jackson is that's the kind of front seven that has frustrated him. But as Lee pointed out last hour, Devin Bush, their starting middle linebacker, is out. And that would normally be your best guy chasing around.
There's no such thing as a spy on that guy, though.
Yeah, that's right. He's faster than everybody on your team. So, yeah, that's a fun game. Really like that. And, of course, Texas and Oklahoma State. We'll talk about that more coming up. How important is it? We've talked about the importance of Tom Herman, and the seat is hot for sure. But now national commentators following suit and hearing that doom is pending for Tom Herman. We'll hear from Brian Jones one more time. He was on with Chad yesterday, and what Joel Klatt of Fox Sports told a radio station this week about the future of Tom Herman. That's coming back.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
See, my mom is a real important woman. I guess you already know that.
Now it places the lotion in the basket.
Please, I want to go home, please.
It places the lotion in the basket.
Oh, man, that's an all-timer. See, that's what I'm talking about, Isaiah Collier. Please. Good one right there. Silence of the Lambs. Can you still hear the lambs, Cletus? All right, that's enough. That's enough. That dog barking is enough for me.
I can still hear the lambs, Clarice.
Clarice. Now, see, we talked earlier that there's the horror genre of horror films, which I'm not a huge fan of. Some of them are good, but I like that. I like the suspenseful, edgier seat, well-done drama. That, to me, that's much scarier. Like that scene in that movie at the end, it's not a spoiler alert now, right? Because
No. It's like 1,000 years old.
When they're in the basement and he's got the goggles on and he can see but she can't, and it's like pitch dark, and she's that is like the most edge of your seat maybe of any movie I've ever seen. I've never been more white knuckled and nervous than that. Like, oh God, don't, man, she can't see.
I was on the edge of my seat when she walked into the prison and took a shot. You know what I'm saying?
Walked into the prison. Oh, from the guy next door.
Yeah, hey, guy next door, here's one for you.
I can't say what he can smell.
Yeah,
I can't say that on the radio.
The Rona.
I can smell your Rona.
Yes. I can smell the Rona. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Halloween, the ghoulish holiday, All Hallows Eve tomorrow. Enjoy that. And we've had some fun with it today. Also, as I mentioned, I want to say thanks again to Woody Englander and the great people at the Comfort Crew for Military Kids. Had a wonderful time at the golf tournament yesterday and raised a lot of money for such a great cause, helping to with the emotional needs and the education of young people. Kids whose parents are deployed, the kids of our enlisted, and there were a lot of great folks there. Man, Bob Ballou, got to see Bob Ballou for the first time in a while. He finally came out of his Ballou turf, and good to see him from from playing through. Colonel Flowers, of course, Craig Flowers from the High Ground was the MC and did a great job. A lot of great people out there, and it was a lot of fun. And it was Louis Englander, Woody's dad, who told me about the candy factory in Waco. And I just looked it up. Yeah, the Mars Wrigley Confectionery.
Ooh.
In Waco. I did not know this. It's been there since the 70s. Do you know the candy plant in Waco produces over 65% of all the Snickers that are all over the country? All the Snickers bars in the United States, 65% of them come from that Waco plant. 80% of the Skittles and 100% of all the Starburst in North America are made right there.
I love me some Starburst.
Yeah. Did not know that.
Starburst makes a sherbet ice cream, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
It's tasty. Yes. Those I know are, my ice cream
I think good for Mars Wrigley, because those are three of the top Halloween candies. Mm-hmm. Like when you were a kid and someone would drop a Snicker, one of those little Snicker bars.
Oh, yeah, it was great.
That was a winner.
That was trade bait.
Chicken dinner. Oh, yeah. And Skittles?
That and the Kit Kat. Oh, don't talk about the Kit Kats.
Well,
yeah.
You can't go wrong with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No, cannot.
You like, but and the full one, not just that little weenie, little tiny one.
No, bite size.
You need the big one. That big Reese's cup.
By the way, the big Reese's cup that has the white chocolate, pretty tasty too.
All right, Buck, to tee it up for the next rest of the day here on the Horn, of course, we've got Light the Tower coming up with Craig Way and Jeff Howe. Appreciate Jeff calling in earlier to let me know how to pronounce and us to know how to pronounce the Clemson quarterback's name now that...
Uyunglele. That's it.
Yeah.
Uyunglele.
Bing, bang, walla, walla, bing,
bang. That was from the Chipmunks, was it not?
No. What was that from? That's like a kid song.
But I thought the Chipmunks sang that.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
What was the Chipmunks' name anyway? It was Ralph and...
Alvin.
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, yes. Dave was the owner of the Chipmunks.
The ooh, ee thing was like on that record that I had that had like Monster Mash. When I was a kid, I had that record that had the Monster Mash and all these like kid songs, and that ooh, ee was on there. You ever heard that, Zay?
Yeah, I remember the Chipmunks singing it.
Yeah, the Chipmunks sang it, but yeah, it came from somewhere else.
Yeah, you and Zay listened to that music. I wasn't privy to listen to that. You guys listen to the wheels on the bus go around. I know you guys listen to that stuff too.
I was a white guy in the suburbs, man.
Okay, well then that's why you were listening to the bus.
Well, I think I would listen to ooh ee ooh ah bing bang walla walla bing bang while living on the mean streets of Akron, Ohio back in the day.
That was on some show. That was on some kid show.
Chitty
right?
Chitty Bang Bang?
No, not Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It was on another kid show. I'm saying it was on the Chipmunks.
Okay. I heard it somebody had a record that had it on it. And it was called the Monster Mash, I believe. And it had all kinds of Witch Doctor was also a
yeah, I couldn't watch
I'm the Witch Doctor. Da, 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 da.
Strictly Dr. Seuss and Green Eggs and Ham and Les, Sam I Am and
Les Hogan singing, please. Well, that's true.
Red My Fish, apologies. Blue Fish,
well, his
Yellow
name
Fish,
is
Go Fish.
Uyunglele.
Yes.
Uyunglele.
The Witch Doctor.
He will start for Clemson tomorrow.
The Witch Doctor.
And by the way, Dennis Dodd at CBS Sports says Dabo Swinney told him this guy, DJ Uyunglele, said by the time he's done, he'll probably be the best we've ever had.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Old Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence. He says this guy may end up being the best when it's all said and done. He's the heir apparent to Trevor. He'll start tomorrow for Boston College.
Yeah, he's probably going to stay there. He's not going to leave. No portal for him.
Texas and Oklahoma State tomorrow. Of course, Light the Tower next. Shirts and Skins with Chad Hastings today. We group the best for our buddy Trey Elling, who's coming through the Rona. Also, the afternoon show today with RBKD. Phenomenal. That leads right into high school football tonight with our triple header, which includes Brad Kellner on the call of the Austin High game tonight here on 104.9. Vandergriff on 101.9 and AM 1260. Bowie Bulldogs over on 105.3 The Bat. Then tomorrow, Buck, 11 a.m. Longhorn game day. You guys will get everybody ready. We'll go live at 11 in the morning. 3 o'clock kick, Texas and Oklahoma State. Must-win game for Tom Herman and company, safe to say. And obviously a big game for Oklahoma State as well with their Big 12 championship aspirations. We'll have you fully covered starting tomorrow at 11. Have a wonderful weekend, Buck. Get some sleep, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go get some sleep. You guys be safe.
All right. Thank you, Zay. Thank you to Lee Sterling making great picks, John McClellan, Tyler Campbell, Jeff Howe, everybody that made it a fun 4 hours. Appreciate you. Every hour, podcast at hornfm.com. We'll talk to you on a Monday morning.